Welcome to this episode of If Walls Could Talk. I'm John Wyatt, editor of Walls and Ceilings, and today joining me on our monthly chat is none other than Tom Harris. He's owner of Tom Harris PUR Consulting. I'm pleased to have him join us on the eve of Thanksgiving here. Tom, welcome.
Yeah, good morning, John. I trust everything's going well over there.
Well, the holidays are upon us and everyone's in good spirits. It sounds like you are as well.
Yeah, we just finished putting up the Christmas decorations and the lights look great. And the house is getting that warm, fuzzy feeling for Christmas, you know.
I love to hear it. And within insulation, I'm sure you're nice and cozy because I know you have to have a great insulation product installed in your house, right?
Absolutely, John. You know, you got to support the industry.
So we're going to approach on kind of a delicate topic here, but I think through our notes, Tom, we're going to be as neutral and I guess generic as we possibly can, but there's no way of getting around this, Tom. We just had an election and some things are going to change. So I think that's today's topic. So listen, okay, President-elect Trump is back for a second term. Tom, what do you think?
Well, thanks for this topic, John. I appreciate that. But I've been speaking to a few people around the industry, and, you know, the people have decided in a fair and free election that the current state of the economy and border issues, these are the top priorities. And it'll take a minute to get everything organized under Trump, but surely action is going to come fast and furious after mid-January.
I mean, he's already announcing some posts in his cabinet and he's assembling that. How do you see the new leadership affecting the SPF industry, though?
Yeah, well, everyone, you know, let's put it under the heading of cautiously optimistic. Everyone I've spoken to has chosen to see the positive in all of this. And, you know, it's a different Donald, I think. A number of people have commented that they get the feeling this is not the same person, the same approach that we've experienced in the first term.
So what makes you think that, though?
Well, there seems to be a focus on getting the organization right. You know, you mentioned the cabinet posts and whatnot, and there seems to be a little less grabbing of the spotlight for himself. Someone that I spoke to commented that this is his second term and he knows what to expect and how to get things done. So I'm kind of looking forward to this, really.
Let's circle back, though. What areas of concern does the SPF industry have?
Well, I think there's three primary areas. You know, he's spoken frequently about the immigration policy that's going to be addressed, and that's going to affect our labor force. The other one, tariffs and taxes, you know, that's going to affect our raw material costs. And then there's the energy policies and some of the things that are going on in there. How is that going to be handled in the next 4 years?
All right, let's chop this up and go one by one. How does that sound?
Okay, great.
All right, let's start with labor.
Well, our industry is labor intensive. And as such, you know, we've been benefiting from the work ethic and the dedication of our Latin American friends, and specifically from Mexico. It's been wonderful. And if the borders closed without and here's the important part, without a clear path to citizenship for those that are already working and contributing to their communities, then our efforts to deport the unwanted, you know, that may spill over to the very individuals and families that we want and need here. I think the issue and the potential negative impact goes beyond the SPF industry and touches construction in general. You must be seeing that as well.
Yeah, and you know, I think overall the vibe, though no one's saying this out loud, is they're not going to come and take away a settled grandma and split up families, but that has yet to be seen. And you know, I mean, are exceptions going to be take place? Are they going to review people, you know, individual by individual, which would just be so hard. So you raised a lot of good points there, but listen, that aside, let's move on to the second issue, and that's tariffs and taxes. What's your thought?
Yeah. Well, you know, right now a lot of this industry's raw materials, they're secured out of China. And right now, the tariffs are well established. They've been around for years. I mean, we've seen some movement on our flame modifiers and retardants over the last year or so, but nothing outlandish, you know. If they double or triple in an attempt to drive domestic production of those raw materials, it's going to have a short to medium term negative impact. You know, the 3 year to 7 year horizon, it's going to affect us. Some of these raw materials are used by a number of in a number of other consumer products. So it's going to have a wide impact on all materials. And these tariffs, they're going to drive up the cost of goods for you and I. They're going to impact and drive up inflation rates. You know, all of that comes along with higher tariffs and taxes. So in the 3 to 7 year horizon, I think we're going to see a negative impact, an unwanted impact, just to stir and spur domestic production of some of these materials, which makes sense in the long term. But we're going to have to pay a short-term price.
Well, yeah, that was kind of one of his campaign goals was basically, hey, let's get the, those inflated prices at the grocery store and all that under control. But, I don't know. It's hurry up and wait, right? I mean, we're just.
Yeah, we'll have to see what's going on, you know, how the actual action is taken. There's a lot of ideas about, you know, verbalizing concepts and getting votes. And there's a big difference between talking about something and actually doing something, especially in the government.
Well said. So finally, what about energy policy? That's a big one for us and the industry.
Here's the thing. I see this new leadership group, you know, the Republicans, as production side focused. Our incentive programs around energy conservation on the demand side, well, they're working, but they need to be supported on the federal level. There's lots of cities and counties with local energy consumption reduction programs, including rebates, tax credits, and that sort of thing. That's great. The feds, they have the Inflation Reduction Act, including rebates and credits that are in there, 179D for the commercial space, and there's a number for the residential space. But with the new government, will they continue or even expand, let's hope, these programs, or will they be canceled? Perhaps Elon Musk, you know, can lend a voice to the value of energy conservation and the stimulus for national economic growth that comes from that energy conservation sector.
So, is there anything else you're watching, though?
Yeah, I'm interested in this new government's position on the environment in general and historical preservation. You know, how much funding will be directed at National Park Services, the EPA, and the balance between chemistry and votes. You know, these are big topics.
Let's go further into that. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you look at PFAS, that stands for polyfluoroalkyl substances, I think we've got to the point where we now agree that there's bad PFAS materials and there are valuable PFAS materials. Now, the Biden administration made drinking water a priority and passed legislation to ban PFAS in drinking water through several infrastructure bills. And I think the total was around 20 mil, 20 billion with a B dollars. Although the regulations were considered bipartisan, will they be modified by this new government to reflect a more Republican House and Senate? I guess only time will tell. Global warming and climate change in general have had a big impact on the economy over the past 4 years. Where will Trump's administration put the environment on its list of things to do?
That's the big question. So I guess we're all waiting to see what happens after January. So until then, what's on the agenda for the next month's podcast?
Well, I think we're going to look back at 2024, you know, in December. We'll summarize what the industry achieved and where they're headed. We'll look into 2025 and the first quarter SPFA conference being held in February, and that's in Daytona Beach.
Florida. Awesome. I hear you'll be busy at the show again.
Well, yeah, being from the north, I absolutely attend these southern conferences. But yeah, there's lots going on this year. I've actually been awarded the honor of presenting four breakout sessions during the conference. Robert Niney, consultant in our industry here, he's the spray foam advisor. Him and I are putting on a full day SPF business seminar entitled From Technician to Entrepreneur: The Business of SPF. Great title. I'll spend the day training project managers under the SPFA's professional development program. I've got some booth duty, so I'll be on the exhibit floor for people to come out and have discussions and all that kind of stuff. So it'll be a great show.
It sounds like a great show, and certainly with your involvement there, how can people attend your class at the show?
Well, they can register for the seminar on the SPFA's conference website, and that's at www.sprayfoam.org. Our business seminar is on Sunday, February 9th, which happens to be Super Bowl Sunday. And attendees can join the Super Bowl watch party in the hotel where we're holding this seminar after our event, and then stick around for the conference and the trade show. And by the way, I hear they're giving away a fully outfitted spray foam rig at the Super Bowl party. That's probably valued north of $100,000, John.
Well, that sounds instructional, and given that, basically Super Bowl Sunday is, almost a national holiday, I'm sure the spirits are going to be very, very intense and fun, and I just hope everyone has a great time. But it also sounds didactic, so you're going to learn something, but you're going to have some fun time down there in sunny Daytona Beach. Tom, I want to thank you for doing this. Like I said, we're on the eve of Thanksgiving, but you and I need to chew the fat again to wrap up this year and talk about more of next year before Christmas. So, that being said, you've been listening to Tom Harris. I'm John White of Walls and Ceilings. Thank you so much for listening. Tom, thanks again, buddy.
Appreciate it, John. We'll talk soon.